This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The United States has spent more than $200 billion on private contracts for security, reconstruction, and other services during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Waste and fraud haunted that spending. With a Senate hearing on the way today into reforming wartime contracting, reporter Kate Davidson looks at some of the infamous history here.
It's kind of a tale as old as time.
I suspect in the battle against the barbarians, the Roman government probably investigated spear manufacturers.
That's American University International Relations Professor Gordon Adams.
The reality is that when you're in wartime contracting situation, you're spending money very fast. The purpose is the mission, not the audit.
In its last report, the Commission on Wartime Contracting found up to $60 billion paid to contractors had been wasted or charged fraudulently. Since then, other reports of waste have come in from the Special Inspectors General for Iraq and Afghanistan. Charles Tiefer served on the bipartisan commission.
We went into these wars with a terribly stripped-down government workforce of the people who monitor contracts.
Tiefer says defense auditors did great but needed more support, which leaves Iraq and Afghanistan with a bunch of facilities that will never be used or even finished. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.